saga that has been going on now.
Gordon, thanks. It's a debate we've aired a few times on PM, the safety of children. How much should they be kept safe at home, and how much should they be allowed to get out and learn and play in the outside world? Well, now the government is looking for the views of parents. It's issued a consultation document. As I say, there's a link to it on the blog. We'll debate the proposals in a moment. First, our reporter James Kelly has been to visit a playground in South London where children are encouraged to take a few risks.
The claim that children's freedom to play outdoors is being suffocated by safety fears seems a little far-fetched here at the Slade Gardens Adventure Playground in Lambeth. It's won awards for the appeal and variety of its colourful wooden play equipment, which includes an eye-catching yellow timber submarine incorporating ladders, ropes and a slide, an impressive climbing frame called the Octopus, commando-style rip lines attached to a frame constructed from old telegraph poles, and swings made from ropes and tyres. The London Borough boasts more facilities like this one, 16 in all, than any other local authority area in the capital. And here, children are encouraged to accept risk and challenge in their play, which Jane Roberts, who runs the playground, told me is very important.
Definitely, because that's how they develop, and in later lives, if they've been encouraged to take risks as children and during their childhood, they'll be able to problem solve better and make decisions and that kind of thing.
Encouraging risk and challenge may be part of the aim, but even here, children are not left to their own devices, supervised as they are by three playground staff. They're also under the watchful eyes of their parents and guardians. Stephen Griffiths is here with his son and daughter. He says it's not easy being relaxed about where your children play.
I think really if you've got children in the inner city, be it London or any other city around the country, there are dangers. You can't just leave them. It's mainly traffic. It's cars and one of the issues, I mean, this is a fantastic adventure playground, but there aren't that many resources like this around. That's part of the problem, really.
Watching the youngsters tackle the play equipment, it's clear they're enjoying taking a few chances. Stephen Griffith's seven-year-old son, Louis, told me why he enjoys the playground.
I like the equipment out of all the stuff they made.
What's your favourite? Is it climbing? Is it sliding? Is it swinging?
Climbing. Because I like seeing the views afterwards.
And Stephen's five-year-old daughter, Ava, had no doubt about her favourite item of play equipment here.
I like the yellow submarine, climbing up the yellow submarine.
And why not? I'm joined live by Ed Bowles, Secretary of State for Children, Schools and Families, and his opposite number for the Conservatives, Michael Gove. Ed Bowles, what's on your mind?
I think we want children to be safe, but also to learn about taking risks. And I thought your report there was excellent. I've actually been to that children's park in Lambeth. And kids learn by climbing trees, by going on slides. We can't...